Chapter 6. Power of Choice. Change Perception. Wapiri listened to her uncle and decided she would never complain about her life again. If she was unhappy about something, she would find a way to change it for the better. But, she thought, surely there are times when you cannot change something for the better. She thought again of Reki the lizard. What if there was no better rock for Reki? What if the forest trees cast shade everywhere? What if Reki was too old and could not walk anymore? If these things were true, then Reki would not be able to change her situation. So Wapiri said to her uncle, But what if I cannot change my circumstances? Wilumi answered, If we really cannot change our circumstances, then we have to stand on the other leg of the power of choice, and that is, we always have the power to choose our perception. Yes, we can choose how we perceive things. Looking a bit uncertain, Wapiri asked, What does perceive mean? Wilumi explained, It means the way we see something, or rather, the way we experience something. Think about your father, Wutati, the leader of the tribe. He is a big wolf, with thick white fur and long teeth. Although that is his physical appearance, what each creature experiences when they look at him differs. When you look at Wutati, you see a protecting father who often plays with you and loves you. When the other wolves in the pack look at him, they see the leader who they respect, admire, and obey. And when the rabbits look at your father, it is with fear. So you see, even though everyone is looking at your father, the same wolf, they see and experience very different things, ranging from love to fear. And all of them are correct. You are correct in the way you view him because he will protect you. The pack is correct because he will lead them. The rabbits are correct because, well, unfortunately for them, he might eat them. This is what perception is, how we see and experience something in our own unique way. Do you understand? Wapiri nodded her head in agreement. She understood how some creatures had different feelings about the same thing. Even her own cousin, with whom she had a lot in common, was also very different from her. Wapiri loved to play in the beautiful forest under the big trees, amongst all the shrubs and lush plants. She also loved to explore new secret places. But her cousin did not really like the forest. Even though it was the same beautiful forest, he felt uneasy when he could not see far, and that made him afraid. He did not like to take chances, preferring to stay close to home where everything was familiar. Wapiri knew what her uncle meant, because people could look at the same thing and perceive or experience it very differently. Then Wilumi continued, Now look at the scar underneath my left eye. You remember how I got it when I saved you from the hyenas? Sometimes when you look at my scar, I know you feel sad and angry, because you think of the hyenas that hurt me. But other times looking at my scar makes you feel proud and happy, because you remember how I came to save you. This means we can have both good and bad perceptions about the same thing. Then Wilumi added in a serious voice, Wapiri, the most important thing is that we can change our perception by choosing it. We can choose to look at things and make sure they make us feel happy. If you look at my scar and can feel both good and bad things, why do you not simply choose the good feelings? This is the power we have. Warrior wolves can choose how we see and experience life. Wapiri looked at her uncle with uncertainty. But uncle, if something is very bad, how can I simply choose to experience it in a better way? Wilumi answered, It is not easy, Wapiri. But if you want to be a warrior wolf, you must simply do it. Let me tell you about your mother, Wusibi, when she was a little cub and how she came to understand the power of perception. Wusibi. Wusibi's fur has always been as white as snow, and with her big blue eyes, she looked like a little wolf angel. Despite appearances, she was also a wild one, and just like her daughter, Wapiri, she loved exploring the forest by herself. One day, when Wusibi was about the same age as Wapiri, she was playing near the big river when she saw fish swimming in the water close by. Their bodies were shining, flashing silver in the water, and Wusibi was mesmerized. She crept closer slowly, observing their swift movements. A smile formed on her lips as she decided to try and catch one. She leaned close to the water, reached out with her paw, and when a fish appeared, swiped at it with all her might. In that moment, she lost her balance, slipped, and fell into the river. The water was cold as ice and the current so strong that it swept her away quickly. She yelped and screamed, but the roaring of the waters drowned out her cries for help. No one heard her, and she could not get out. It took all Wasibi's might to get her head above the water, but she quickly grew tired. Then a big branch, which was also being swept downstream, passed nearby. In a last attempt to save herself, she grabbed hold of it and with great difficulty managed to pull herself onto the branch. She was exhausted, but at least she was above the water and able to rest in the thick wood. The river kept dragging her along at a tremendous speed, and while holding on, she fell asleep eventually. When Wasibi woke up, the branch had come to rest on the bank of what appeared to be a very wide river. She had no idea where she was. She was cold, alone, and terrified. She started calling for help as loud as she could, but then realized she should be careful, as her calls would also alert other dangerous animals in the forest, including hyenas and leopards. She decided to remain quiet. She started crying softly. She cried for hours, her body shaking the entire time. She wanted to hide in a hole until someone came to save her. But then, deep inside, a voice reminded her that she was also a warrior wolf. And warrior wolves do not just wait and hope for the best. They act. She forced herself to stop crying and then took a deep breath. First, she applied the power of choice to change her circumstances. She knew she had to make a change to her circumstances, so she got up and started walking towards a small hill nearby. Slowly but surely, she climbed the steep hill in order to see all around her, to see the bigger picture. She had learned that when you feel afraid and overwhelmed, it was always important to take a step back and look at your situation from a different angle. At last, she reached the top of the hill and looked around. Her heart sank again. Below her, encircling her, was only water. She was not on the riverbed. She was on an island in the middle of a huge lake. Far away, she could see the outline of land vaguely, but she knew it would be impossible to get there. She was trapped. Wasibi nearly started crying again as she realized she would not be able to escape the island. No matter what she chose, she would not be able to change her circumstances. But instead of crying, she remained a warrior wolf, and she applied the second leg of the power of choice. She chose to change her perception. The first thing Wasibi did was to be grateful. Although she was a little cold, she was not hurt. She could still see, hear, smell, feel, and move about. So Wasibi chose to be grateful that she was alive. She looked around and saw how beautiful the island was. The trees were tall and green, the water was crystal clear and filled with large fish swimming right up to the banks of the island. The hill that rose up in the middle of the island looked like a palace tower. There was a subtle mist that covered the island, creating a magical atmosphere. So Wasibi chose to be thankful for the beauty that surrounded her. She then chose to look at the island and not think of it as a place where she was trapped, but rather as her own beautiful paradise. She chose to view the lake as both her pool and her kitchen. Every day she would swim in it, and every day she would catch and eat fish. There was a small cave to protect her from the cold outside, but also to provide shade when the sun was too harsh. So she chose to view the hill as her palace. She chose to view the forest as her garden. She played in it and decorated it. She laughed and sang songs to herself while playing. She chose to feel joy on the island. She chose to be happy. This is the most important part about the warrior's power of choice. It's all about choosing to be happy. Wapiri listened to every word Walumi spoke, but she was just too curious to remain silent. But Uncle, how did she finally get away? Walumi smiled and continued. Wasibi was on the island for nearly a month. She found joy on the island because she was happy within herself. But she still missed her family, and she knew she wanted to be with them. Every day she would go swimming to catch fish, but she also went swimming to prepare herself. Every day she would challenge herself a little more to see if she could swim further than the day before. Her body grew strong and lean from all the exercise. Before long, she became a very good swimmer. Then she knew it was time to use the first power of choice again. It was time for change. And this time, she could perhaps change her circumstances. After more than a month, she said farewell to her island. She entered the water and started swimming to the shore in the distance. She started swimming home. She did not know if she would make it. It seemed impossible. Yet she swam. Despite the fact that it seemed impossible, she swam. The sun eventually set and a spectacular full moon rose, and still she swam. Her body was tired, and every time she looked at the shore, it still seemed far away, as if she had not moved at all. But she would look back at the island and see how small it had become. Only then did she realize that she was in fact getting closer to the shore. So she continued to swim, and swim, and swim. She swam until she could swim no more. Her body was exhausted. She tried to see how much further she had to go, but despite the light of the moon, she could no longer see the shore, as there was a thick mist on the water. She wanted desperately to continue, but she simply could not. Her body gave up. She started to sink. Slowly, she went underwater. Just before the water covered her nose entirely, her feet touched a rock. She could stand. She could walk. She had reached the shore. She had made it. Wasibi followed the shore all the way to where she fell into the water. Soon thereafter, she found her home and was reunited with her family. Wapiri was so happy she nearly cried. She was so proud of her mother, Wasibi, the warrior wolf. Then Walumi asked, "So Wapiri, do you now understand the two legs of the power of choice? We always have the power to choose. We always have the power to choose to be happy. Either by choosing to change our circumstances or by choosing to change our perception of our circumstances. And you know, Wapiri, I have found that in the end, our perception becomes our reality. If we see the world as beautiful and wonderful, even when it is not, it will eventually become beautiful and wonderful. This, Wapiri, is how we change the world. This, Wapiri, is why we are warrior wolves."